This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where there is a great new drive by many people on the left to launch a brand new big piece of legislation that would make it a federal offense to engage in domestic terrorism. Now, wouldn't you think that's already against the law? Well, they want a new law, and it's dividing liberals. We will cover that for you. There is also an insightful piece about why for American minorities, for people of color, there's a belief that white nationalism is the biggest threat. It's not even close to the biggest threat. And what is? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. And also to Trouble in Paradise, there was a general assumption that as the House of Representatives prepares to pass President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package, and probably doing it with almost no, or perhaps no, Republican support at all, and when this moves over to the Senate, it's going to be in trouble, partially because of the proposed minimum wage hike to $15 an hour. We will get to all of that and more about what really does frighten liberal advocates of the Biden of and for the Biden administration. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First off, there was a press conference that was mostly effective, and it was for conservative senators who were trying to push back against this idea that what America needs right now to recover from the lockdowns and the difficulties was a big rise in the minimum wage. Federal minimum wage right now is $7.25. The Democrats have proposed over the course of 4 years to raise it from $7.25 to $15 an hour. That's doubling the minimum wage. And it's supposed to be so popular and a huge public support, but hold on for a moment. Lindsey Graham was talking about one of the reasons this makes no sense as part of COVID relief. This is clip 6A.
I remember the inauguration speech of President Biden. He wanted to change the culture in Washington. He wanted to bring us together. He picked the one issue that we were actually working together on and blew it up. We have passed, in a bipartisan fashion, well over $4 trillion of COVID relief by over 90 votes. We had a Republican president, a Republican Senate and Democratic-controlled House, and we're able to spend $1.9 trillion in about 24 hours because we all saw the need. There are Republicans who are trying to sit down with the president to have a more tailored package. I'm for checks, but not for people who make $250,000. The minimum wage has got nothing to do with COVID. Zero to do with COVID. It's got everything to do with their liberal wish list. The bottom line is, I know what it's like for businesses to have to absorb increased cost. There's only so much you can pass on to the consumer. So this is the really bad idea.
It's a bad idea. And Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, who is increasingly being spoken about as a potential presidential contender in 2024, Senator Scott said this about the real-world impact of what the Democrats want to do.
In the middle of a pandemic where nearly 11 million Americans who have already lost their jobs, the last thing you do is increase the cost on businesses, which will, according to the CBO, at least shutter 1.4 million. jobs. If you want to make that more personal, walk into any restaurant in America. 110,000 of those restaurants have already closed their doors.
Okay.
Walk into any restaurant, as I have done in D.C., and talk to a bartender like Cassie, who I spoke to just a couple weeks ago. Ask her, what is the negative impact on the increase of the minimum wage? She says there are a couple of them. First, you literally reduce her income because you eliminate tips. She's been doing that for the last 14 years working in the business. And she says simply that she feeds her family off her tips and her wages. There's no worse response to a pandemic than to eliminate jobs.
Okay, he's right in particular. And again, in part of the country where we already have a $15 minimum wage, in fact, I believe the minimum wage now in the state of Washington is above $16. But that doesn't stop businesses from shutting down. Como News on TV in Seattle offered a report on a business owner who's moving away, closing up shop. He explains why. Clip 1A.
For the second time, a business on this block in Pioneer Square says they're picking up and leaving. They say that they've had enough of the crime and they're worried about everyone's safety.
On the streets of downtown Seattle in the Pioneer Square neighborhood, you don't have to go far to find people camping in tents.
It's astonishing what's happened to this city in such a short time.
Since the pandemic started, business owners say things have really gone downhill.
The crime, the boarded up windows, the homeless tents, the feces, the threats.
Last September, Brian Nordwall decided he was going to move his business, Seattle E-Bike, out of downtown Seattle. He was fed up with the crime.
It was an average of 3 to 5 attempted break-ins a week. One by one, they broke every single window that we had.
And now another business, Syndio Solutions, is planning to relocate. Surging crime is the reason why the Seattle pay equity software startup is planning to leave the area. Syndio's CEO said it's getting really tough to figure out where to be from a safety perspective.
Isn't that unbelievably sad? And there's more. There's yet another business that's also thinking about leaving. Here's why. This is clip 1B.
And this is just really getting out of control.
Right next door at Beyond Threads, the owner also says she feels torn.
We've been really contemplating, what do we do next? Do we stay here?
More than 160 businesses have closed permanently in the downtown Seattle area during the COVID-19 pandemic. Some of those businesses, like Columbia, say the increase in crime is to blame.
The luster of Seattle is just going down the drain. I mean, people don't want to come to downtown. And I don't know what other cities are doing, but we need to figure out what other people are doing.
And again, a lot of businesses I talked to around here say they are thinking hard about whether or not they're going to stay or if they're going to leave. And they also tell me they're really worried about a city council proposal that could potentially mean cutbacks in the police department and what that could mean for crime and everyone's safety.
Okay, what a time to cut back on police departments. In other words, there's so much in this bill that or has no connection at all to COVID-19 or to the real economic crisis that cities are undergoing. Homelessness does, because if you're trying to operate a small business in downtown Los Angeles, anywhere near downtown Los Angeles, or certainly downtown Seattle, downtown Portland, or Minneapolis, or anywhere across the country, anywhere, the problem of people camping out, smashing your windows, trashing up the streets, basically destroying everything that might have drawn you to a city in the first place, that is something that legitimately needs to be addressed. And when they're talking about other things like preservation of native languages as part of COVID-19 relief, that probably has less to do with helping the economy kick back up. So is all of this to be blamed on white supremacist organizations, white nationalism? We'll get to that question and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks. A sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Commandments, particularly if you want to keep a lasting relationship. Don't complain and don't blame. That's the best way to live happily forever. And that's actually the subject of my wife's webinar that she's doing together with two other relationship experts, Dr. Diane Medved, completely free. It's at 3:30 this afternoon. You can go to our website. There's a link there. You can click on it at michaelmedved.com, or you can go to barryshore.com, spelled just like it sounds, and /marriage. That's at 3:30 p.m. It's over promptly at 4:30 p.m. And it's fascinating question and answer on that theme. Don't complain, don't blame. I watch it every time, and it's, I've got to say, Dr. Diane does a great job, but the whole format is fun and terrific as well. And speaking of my wife and contacts through the world of Zoom, and one of the things that's changed in our life with the ongoing pandemic and all the shutdowns, she used to go to the gym every day to weekday to do Zumba, and that stopped. And because of gyms, one of the places that were not functioning, so she has been doing this long distance on Zoom with a Zumba instructor far away, actually in Hawaii. And they were talking, and there were some aches and pains on this supremely fit Zumba instructor, exercise instructor. And Diane sent her a bag of Relief Factor. And I will tell you, no kidding, that she now is getting it every month, getting a supply. And because Relief Factor really does work. Aches, pains, no matter how fit you are, people feel it. And Relief Factor can help and help you feel better. Just $19.95 for a three-week quick start. It's 95 cents a day. And for less pain and less stiffness and soreness. And because it works, it's natural, non-addictive, non-medicinal, non-chemical. Check it out. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. At our website at michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. Okay, I was mentioning before the break some of the problems that we are experiencing in American cities. And crime problems are very directly economic problems, particularly for small businesses. If crime engulfs a neighborhood, it's not just the problem of somebody going to break your window. It's that everything breaks down. The more crime there is, the more people who are going to be sleeping on the streets. The more people sleeping on the streets, the more crime there is. It's the old broken window story, because all order, all organization has just broken down in the area. You can't assume that it's safe to shop there or to live there, and it's disastrous. There's a piece today by Jason Riley, and another great piece. Every one of his columns seems to be something that is worth talking about. This in the Wall Street Journal. And Jason talks about earlier this month, there's a guy named Noel Quintana, who's a 61-year-old native of Manila, who, right in New York, was slashed in the face with a box cutter while commuting to work on a crowded subway. He survived, but required about 100 stitches to close his wounds. He was attacked. It was a hate crime, because he was Asian. In Milwaukee, last September, a 36-year-old Hmong American named Leli was sexually assaulted in a city park and died at a hospital from blunt force trauma to her head. The suspects fled on bicycles. In San Francisco, last month, Vicha Ratanapolachi, 84, and originally from Thailand, was on his regular morning walk when a passerby knocked him to the ground and ran away. He died from his injuries. A few days later, across the bay in Oakland's Chinatown, police have documented an uptick in assaults, particularly on the elderly. On January 31st, a man was caught on camera in separate incidents, approaching a 91-year-old man and 55-year-old woman from behind and shoving them to the pavement. The woman lost consciousness. The district attorney of Alameda County, which is where Oakland is, said it's not unique to Chinatown or to the Asian community, the increase in crime we've seen across the city and across the country. And the district attorney said, but we have seen in the last several weeks and months a very specific increase in crimes committed against Asians. Why? Some have attributed, writes Jason Riley, these attacks to the previous administration's coronavirus rhetoric, while others see them as part of a broader increase in crime rates during the pandemic. Maybe it's both, he says. But what's harder to demonstrate is that these attacks stem from a rise in white nationalism. As that New York flyer claims, that Asians are in danger of white nationalism. That's what the flyer said. Despite the efforts to shoehorn such incidents into the left's favorite political narrative, all the suspects in all of the attacks described above are black. And Jason Riley, of course, is black himself. There have been white supremacist attacks on Asians, such as the 2012 shooting at a Sikh temple, it's 8 years ago in Wisconsin, killed six. But are white nationalists responsible for blacks committing crimes against Asians? Liberals continue to pretend that racism and prejudice are one-way streets, that only whites can be perpetrators, while blacks can only be victims. But criminals and victims come in all colors. Surveillance cameras have caught young black men playing the so-called knockout game, which involves sucker-punching random white pedestrians for amusement. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as of February 16th, blacks were only 6% of COVID-19 vaccine recipients, even though they are 13% of the U.S. population. Now, what he is saying is that all of this goes to attitudes. In other words, if you are increasing fear on the part of people of white supremacy, if the idea is that everything is driven by racism, then, of course, people are going to be discouraged from getting vaccines. Across the 34 states reporting data on vaccinations by race, ethnicity, there is a largely consistent pattern of black and Hispanic people receiving smaller shares of vaccinations compared to their shares of cases and deaths and compared to their shares of the total population. So, basically, exaggerating the problem of white nationalism hurts everyone. We'll be right back.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A House committee is taking a look into domestic terrorism after the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Ohio Representative Jim Jordan saying all domestic terrorism must be condemned.
Political violence of any kind is unacceptable, and all of us must never tolerate it. And we must denounce all forms of domestic terrorism.
Jordan accusing the Democrats of hypocrisy.
To discuss one kind of extremism and look the other way on another, as the Democrats are trying to do today and have been doing for almost a year, is frankly dishonest and it's wrong.
Minneapolis is preparing for the murder trial of a former cop accused of killing George Floyd. Officials will start securing key government buildings and police precincts this week. Business owners are being urged to board up their buildings. Jury selection begins March 8th. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do we need to have a brand new piece of sweeping legislation in order to deal with threats of white nationalism? There are a lot of people on the left. There are a lot of people in the FBI who say we do. But let me finish with what Jason Riley has to say on this, because it is so, so important. And I tend to think that his columns are always important, but this one is particularly significant. He was talking, and I was just sharing that with you just before the break, about the idea that when it comes to getting vaccines, black people and Hispanic people, but particularly black people, are way behind the curve. And the reason, according to all the polls, is not because they're being discriminated against. It's because they're distrustful. They are much more likely to distrust the vaccines. And it's a shame because it can cost lives. And he writes, some point to a general and longstanding lack of trust in government among many blacks. Often invoked is the infamous Tuskegee experiment begun in the 1930s, in which black men were promised but never given treatment for syphilis. But my creeping suspicion, writes Jason Riley, is that something more sinister has taken place. In recent years, he writes, and at a much larger and louder volume than ever before, black Americans have been encouraged by liberal elites to hate their country and to distrust others based on race and ethnicity. This is the message that undergirds everything from the New York Times 1619 project on to workplace diversity training and critical race theory. Now it's working to undermine public health. Blacks aren't going to fight the virus any differently than other groups. We're in this together, he writes. And the newfangled racial separatism that now operates under the guise of wokeness does no one any good. It especially harms black Americans. Terrific piece. I'm eager to speak to Jason about it. And in that regard. There's also this new drive to make domestic terrorism a federal crime. The president of the FBI Agents Association, which is the union, basically, for FBI agents, is named Brian O'Hare, and he writes a piece in USA Today today that says the FBI Agents Association supports a law that creates penalties for those violent acts that meet the definition of domestic terrorism already included in the federal criminal code. As an FBI special agent, I have spent many of my 21 years investigating domestic terrorism matters. I know making domestic terrorism a federal crime is important. It would offer an additional tool and increase the effectiveness of law enforcement personnel dedicated to protecting the public. He writes, the federal government should establish a baseline principle for our democracy. Political violence, regardless of origin, is unacceptable. Political violence creates victims, and laws are intended to protect those who could be victimized by dangerous conduct. That view is widely supported by the public and leaders across the political spectrum. Making domestic terrorism a federal crime would be a logical and important affirmation of our shared values and would send a clear message about our country's commitment to resolving political differences peacefully. The difficulty here is the crimes that you fear from domestic terrorists, murder, conspiracy to commit murder, property destruction, rioting, it's already against the law. The idea that you need a special designation for domestic terrorism. And then the question becomes, and USA Today's editorial board, they have an answer to this piece they ran by Brian O'Hare of the FBI Agents Association that asks some important questions. And one of those questions is asked in a much less intelligent way, it seems to me, by an MSNBC contributor named Jason Johnson, who speaks about the possible misuses. This is right at the top there, Jeremy. The possible misuses of President Biden's new proposed domestic terrorism law. Listen.
Comparing what happened on January 6th to what happened last summer is completely conflating the issue. What happened last summer is mostly peaceful protesters who were attacked by police officers. What's really problematic about this law is not just the things that Brittany mentioned, but at the core of it, who on earth determines when something moves from a peaceful protest to a riot? If I go to a protest and someone downtown throws a rock into a window, these kinds of laws mean that you can just grab everybody in the paddy wagon and throw them in jail. And that's the issue we're seeing here. What they want to do is come up with an excuse to just throw black people and protesters in jail.
Okay, this ignores the fact that it is largely very liberal people in the Biden administration who are pushing this law. I think it's an unnecessary law, and it's part of the do-something disease. And they say in USA Today, now the Biden administration is considering a new domestic terrorism law to crack down on homegrown violent extremism, something Biden promised during his campaign, well before the January 6th storming of the Capitol. There might easily be consensus today that someone smashing into the Capitol to stop an electoral count is a domestic terrorist, but what if tomorrow that label is applied to a Black Lives Matter protester, or an environmental or a gun rights activist? And would it even pass constitutional muster? The point here is, again, and it's one of the reasons that I have problems with so-called hate crime laws. You've got to penalize evil actions, actions that hurt other people, that cause property damage, or are violence against people, that cause injury or death. Things that hurt people. That should be against the law. But to criminalize ideas, to criminalize thoughts, to criminalize intentions specifically, is simply not a good idea. Of course they should be much more serious in cracking down on violent protests, including what Jason Johnson talked about so irresponsibly. All the peaceful protests where the only violence was from police. Look, in Santa Monica, California, they ruined like three whole city blocks of shops that they attacked and looted. Now, that's not terrorism. exactly. It's robbery, which is against the law. And that, it seems to me, is a tremendously important thing to recognize and to follow up on. Nevertheless, there has been a ringing bipartisan clamor in Congress, writes USA Today, for domestic terrorism law. We have to do something, House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Benny Thompson, Democrat, Mississippi, said. Okay, we have to do something. It's the do something disease. Passing a new law doesn't fix this, but certainly cutting off police support, defunding the police, destroying police departments, that makes the whole situation worse. And the idea that you are going to classify people as domestic terrorists based on politics, look, I think what the rioters did at the Capitol building was unforgivable. But usually what terrorists try to do is to kidnap, injure, or kill people. The idea that there was any planned effort to murder people at the Capitol building, I think there was a plan to disrupt things. It was evil. It was rioting. It was against the law. But to talk about it in terrorism, the same way that we're afraid of Islamic terrorists or even white nationalist terrorists, the guy who came in and murdered 9 people at a Charleston church, that was a terrorist. That's terrorism. And again, throwing around these words to try to justify new legislation, not worth it. We'll be right back. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. You ever wonder whether everything going on with our country is part of some larger plan, or is it all just an accident, just random? Well, you know what I believe. I wrote a book called God's Hand on America, and right now you can get a hardcover edition, first edition, personally signed by me, bundled together with an audio version of the book, read by me. It's on MP3 player or a flash drive, and it's only at the Medved History Store, at a special saving right now. That's MedvedHistoryStore.com.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And on the Michael Medved show, the election of 2022 starts sooner than you think. Actually, it starts on May 1st of this year. It's just a couple of weeks from now. How is that? Well, you may remember that Congressman Ron Wright, who represented a Republican, good guy, died of COVID, and there's a special election now scheduled down in Texas for May 1st. The filing deadline is March 3rd. There are a passel of candidates running for that seat. It's a Republican-leaning district, but Ron Wright's wife, Susan Wright, who is a state legislative aide, she is clearly going to be the front runner, and one hopes the next congressman. But with the Congress so close, winning that seat back from a member of Congress who had just been reelected and then passed away, this is crucial. And it could be the first important election of this cycle. There is more that Rick Scott, the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, released a statement yesterday, and he said that Republican Civil War that everybody's been talking about, he said it is now officially canceled. And Hotline says, it's true that many GOP senators are eager to avoid the conflict between two of the most powerful people in Republican politics, Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump. But it's also true that Trump wants to get revenge on Republicans who crossed him in key Senate states like Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. McConnell wants an uncomplicated focus on winning that isn't hampered by personal vendettas or extreme political stances that don't play well in general elections. If those two forces don't make for GOP infighting, it will be because either Trump or McConnell behave very uncharacteristically and back down from his goals. It's so fascinating because, of course, Trump has been uncharacteristically quiet. So has McConnell, really, since the impeachment trial was settled. And both been very quiet. Trump, of course, is going to be speaking at CPAC on Sunday. We'll bring you some live reports from CTAC tomorrow or Friday or maybe both. Regarding the Republican Civil War, there was an awkward moment at a press conference with House Republicans this morning. A reporter asked Kevin McCarthy if President Trump should be speaking at CPAC over this weekend. And, of course, McCarthy, who's gone down to Mar-a-Lago, met with President Trump. He says, of course he should. Then there was a question for Liz Cheney. It sounded like this. This is clip three.
Do you believe President Trump should be speaking, or former President Trump should be speaking at CPAC this weekend?
Yes, he should.
Congresswoman Cheney? Ms. Cheney?
That's up to CPAC. I've been clear in my views about President Trump and the extent to which following January 6th, I don't believe that he should be playing a role in the future of the party or the country.
On that high note?
I think that Kevin McCarthy at least has a sense of humor about this. Look, to say that President Trump shouldn't speak at CPAC if he wants to, conservative presidents have always spoken at CPAC. Reagan spoke at CPAC 13 times. I don't think I disagree with Representative Cheney if she's saying he shouldn't speak at CPAC, but I think it would be a disaster for Republicans, as particularly facing these congressional elections, if we went into it just treating President Trump as the clear leader of the party. He's a former president. He's a defeated former president. And he should be treated with great respect and listened to, but for goodness sake, it really has to be simply no longer talking about Trump's personality and his various grudges or the validity of the election that dominates the concerns of Republicans as we move forward. Speaking of moving forward, there is also a new concern about the Biden administration's great failure. This is from Politico. And it's incredible. They say that in Politico, even the share of non-white as the share of non-white Americans has grown, a political analysis of data from the National Conference of State Legislatures finds that most state legislatures are lacking in diversity, with nearly every state failing to achieve racial and gender parity with their own population data. And then they also say, here in D.C., the 117th Congress has a record number of women and people of color. But when it comes to the congressional staff working behind the scenes at the Capitol, Politico reports diversity is still a huge problem. Why is it a problem? It's a problem if people can't do their job. What is the assumption that because somebody happens to be black or Latino or Asian, I guess, or female or LGBTQ, what is it that gives that person an ability to do a job for the people of the United States more effectively? Isn't this core racism? The diversity is still a huge problem. It's a huge problem if they don't have congressional aides who do their job, but that what they're suggesting is that every single congressional office should hire based on race. And that's appalling. I'll tell you, there is a racially diverse cast in a new movie out there. It's gotten quite a bit of critical acclaim. Well, you can judge for yourself whether I believe it deserves it. The movie stars the great and luminous Michelle Pfeiffer in another sensationally effective role. But for the movie itself, listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Michelle Pfeiffer gives one of her best ever performances as a wealthy, eccentric widow who can't or won't manage her money and so is forced to flee to Paris with her aimless son, played by Lucas Hedges, in French Exit, now playing in select theaters.
What was your plan?
My plan was to die before the money ran out, but I kept and keep not dying, and here I am.
And there she is, dominating every scene. But the problem is that the story surrounding her is so peculiar, involving a black cat possessed by a spirit from the great beyond, and a collection of odd but not particularly endearing characters who assemble around her new life in France. Based on a novel that did a much better job of filling in the blanks and answering questions about the weirdness that wobbles through this profoundly peculiar film, this R-rated exercise, mostly for language, never lives up to its great star's luminous performance. Only 2 stars for French Exit. And it's too cheap and easy to say that, oh, well, you'll be heading for the exits unsatisfied. Well, people basically now are watching movies like French Exit, even though it is playing in theaters around, mostly on video on demand. What's peculiar about it to me is Lucas Hedges, who plays the son, and they take a ship to go to Paris because they're supposed to be very, very wealthy, or at least they were until she spent all her money peculiarly. He plays almost exactly the same role in a Meryl Streep movie that also came out last year. That movie was Let Them All Talk. And both about these very peculiar ladies. Meryl Streep is, Lucas Hedges plays her nephew in that movie. And in this film, of course, Lucas Hedges is the son. Disappointing film in many regards. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about a big new survey, huge survey, official, which shows that the number of gays, lesbians, transsexual, and bisexual individuals in the country has gone up dramatically. To what? What is that number? And what is the secret inside that number that nobody will tell you, but we will? There's also a new plans for a cabinet-level department, a department of loneliness. Where? Well, it's not the United States. And new laws saying the names of the unvaccinated should be shared. Really? Not in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.